What are we gonna do now that he's back?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy DJ Locura back at it again for Spark Up PVD alongside Presidente Cristina, the queen of the dance hall, Regina, and the man still with the bands, Mr. Root Bands. And we got Spark Up PVD season 2. How's everybody doing today, huh? Ready to go.
Season 2. We're back.
Hey,
better than ever.
Finally here.
Better than ever. We are back again. How's everybody doing?
We good.
Did you guys miss this place?
I did. I was excited today. I went to work with a smile on my face.
Como? That's what's up. Root Bands, how about you, man?
It was a good day.
What?
Traffic was crazy, but we got here.
That's what's up.
We good. We ready to go.
The queen of the dance hall. How you doing over there? She's cheesing. That's draft pick number 55.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know how to work the Facebook, so.
Well, draft season, cuffing season is over.
It's officially over?
So you gotta redraft.
Yeah.
Oh.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Oh. Okay.
It goes until February 13th, I feel like.
Okay.
The day after Valentine's
Day. We gotta find that Wikipedia source once again.
Okay. So, today I'm especially excited because we have our first guest of the season. We have Mr. Jose Ariel Diaz, who is a model pageant coach, photographer, beauty consultant, and entertainer.
Yes.
And then we have Delmini, who is a hairdresser and makeup artist and owns her own salon and is just out here doing it. So I'm excited because today we'll be talking about appearance and confidence with them. But first, we want to know what's popping, Regina.
Guys.
Uh-oh.
Beyonce's having twins.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, you know, we had to talk about... I mean, obviously, they wouldn't give me the whole episode to talk about Beyonce. I have 5 to 7 minutes. So, we got to cram it all in. How are we feeling, people? I can't. If y'all are some Beyonce haters, I don't even want that energy.
I'm not a hater. I just feel like, you know, there's more important things going on, so...
Than Beyonce.
I'm just saying, like, there's more important things going on. She's having twins. I'm happy for her. You know, she's a great artist. She puts in a lot of work. She's earned her spot. But I'm saying, we have Donald Trump as president. Come on.
I'm just excited it's a real pregnancy this time.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, shame. Oh. I'm
saying.
The shade
we gotta bring out the BI. We gotta bring out
the BI. No, we moving topics right now because I'm not gonna be saying it.
So we're done with Beyonce. Perfect.
We're moving on. My heart is not gonna be able to
That's
take it.
That's messed up. It's that first baby was real.
Listen, let's not compete with the Bayhive, okay?
Yes, because you know.
We're never gonna win. So we are not gonna win.
But since we are speaking about Donald Trump, actually, we're not going to go too far into like Donald Trump himself. But I was on Twitter, of course, because I love Twitter. I especially love Black Twitter. So shout out to Black Twitter because y'all be holding it down with the laughs. But I guess Donald Trump was talking about how CNN is fake news.
Okay.
Did you guys see that media as of lately? And just basically he was saying how like Fox always has his back and Fox is always reporting the truth.
Uh-huh.
And CNN is a bunch of liars, fake news. They don't understand him. They want him to look bad. And I'm like, my brother, I don't think you make it hard to look bad.
Exactly.
But I mean, do you guys watch CNN?
I do.
Do you feel like CNN is
a
fake news?
A little more than I should. I don't think it's fake news. I watch.
I'm just over that, like, the news portrays what it wants to. I feel like we don't really see everything, and that's with any kind of news media outlet. I kind of stopped watching the news because it was just so negative.
Oh,
it was just always negative. So many great... There's a lot of bad things happening right now, but I feel like there's a lot of good things happening, and they just don't show any of it. So it just got a little too negative for me. So the news is not something that... And plus, we got Instagram is our news. We have Facebook.
Gosh.
Everything else is the news.
Twitter. Can't even work.
And we see a little bit of everything. So yeah, but CNN, I'm a little over CNN.
Yeah, CNN.
That's just me.
Facebook shows you. I don't even watch Love and Hip Hop anymore. I just go on Facebook or I go on Instagram, and the whole
Everything is there.
The episodes are there.
Literally, you see clips and you put all the clips together.
Somebody's story on Snapchat. That's like, true. Oh my God.
Even for celebrity news, I don't, for me, what was buzzing the past couple of days is with Drake and Nicki Minaj. That's blown up. And I found that on through Instagram. Didn't even need the news for that.
No, literally. You find everything out through Instagram. What's going on? The Shade Room.
Oh, yeah. The Shade Room.
They're friends again.
Ball alert.
Again, Meek has taken another L. Sorry, Meek. Meek Mills,
can
if you're
let
watching.
Meek live? Damn.
And she got robbed. Sorry, man. I think he robbed her.
Oh, yeah. Those,
nah, I wouldn't
so
have been surprised. He robbed straight up.
Yes, Kim Kardashian got robbed. She got, everyone's
Nicki
just getting
Minaj
robbed.
Nicki Minaj got robbed, and I know it's him because he ripped up her clothes. Who robbed somebody?
And then rips up
their clothes.
Petty.
He's a savage.
You went in petty. To be petty, and then you got emotional, and you ripped up some clothes. Like, you was doing too much.
All I know.
Not even me, and I'm a cancel.
All I know that Nicki will be throwing a diss at him. For 2017, bold prediction right
but
there.
But he came back at her. He took a picture with Little Kim. He said, "We all know who the queen of New York is."
Oh. Wait,
petty. So that's fighting. Nah,
that's like the definition of petty.
He's salty.
That's petty. He's salty. He's salty.
Yep. Why? Because she took that picture with Drake. See,
well, because of that.
Like Little Kim better stay away from him. She's gonna catch all the L's too,
man.
She caught a L's. She caught a bunch L's. Of L's already,
girl. But we can't even see Little Kim in the daytime. She's so light brown skin.
The way she's looking right now, you know what I mean? She's permanently taking an L.
She had that out for him. She just fell all the way off.
She died out a little bit, but she's back on the game. In the game.
And then Safari's on Love and Hip Hop. Everybody's just scattered.
Wait, coconut oil. You come back with a coconut oil, bro.
I love Safari too, though.
He's such a nice
I don't.
Guy.
What?
He's so funny.
He is corny.
He breaks into the patois, and I just die.
Like, nowadays, if there's a guy who's like super nice and loving and over loving, we think he's corny. And then when we get a guy who's not none of that stuff, we think he's.
He was bare chest with fur on.
That's true.
Like
he's a corny.
I just can't. I just can't. Fur and coconut oil. Like, it's a little overwhelming. And it's
he's
a little overselling.
You can't help it.
What?
Hey. I mean, he's got a little woody.
So he got the appearance different. Going on, huh?
I just want to know what makes his coconut oil different from whatever we can buy at Whole Foods.
That's the one I use.
It comes in a mink bottle.
Maybe he went to Jamaica, climbed up the tree.
Maybe.
Got
it better have some cologne scent
down,
to it.
You know damn well he ain't climbed no tree.
He has something for him.
Can you please get that for me?
He was wearing Tims. He had a rope.
Oh my. And don't forget the fur. He was wearing
the fur.
With a fitted.
With a fit. You gotta wear the fur.
The NY fitted too.
NY. Add the Tims on there too.
So Rob, let us know what we got going on in sports.
Sports, man. Well, of course, this Sunday is the Super Bowl between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. So that's going to be an exciting matchup.
Brady.
And Falcons. I'm hoping Tom Brady and the Patriots get it done this weekend just because he can grab that trophy from Goodell and be like, hey, man, this is mine, you that's bitch. Nice. I want him to say that.
I mean, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, he is, man. I'm going to say this, too. I mean, based on EA Sports, they simulated the game. And they got the Patriots winning this game, too. And 2 years back, they simulated that, and the Patriots won. So, just saying.
I mean, but didn't he choke last time?
Listen, it wasn't his fault. It was his kicker's fault, all right?
Okay. Or was it the ball? Wasn't enough air? Something like that.
Damn, it looks like you're going against New England.
No, but I'm
right?
What's really right going now? On? Because
I'm just saying, he's not so as perfect as he seems.
Nobody's he's not. Perfect. Nobody's perfect. Exactly.
He's a cheater.
Except...
How is he a cheater?
Except Beyonce.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. He deflated the balls.
They blew it up just like the media. They blew up that. They blew up the deflate gate, and then when another team did it, they kept it under the rug.
On the low low.
Yo, for real.
That's how they do.
That's how the relationship between the commissioners and the New England Patriots. Relationships. But it'll be an exciting game, and of course, the Super Bowl always has great commercials. Can't wait for those.
Oh my goodness. That's sometimes true. They're really controversial, that's too, true. Actually.
Yes. What? That's going to be...
The commercials during the Super Bowl?
Really?
That's going to be the interesting part about it this year, especially.
Have you seen the president. Budweiser commercial?
No, not yet. Why? Is like they previewed one?
Yeah, they previewed one, and I guess it's about like one of the founders of Budweiser and his travel from Germany to the United States and the things he went through. And I guess like part of it is like they're telling him like you don't belong here, like get out of here. And then he ends up meeting the other co-founder of Budweiser, mm-hmm. and they create their brand. And I was like, oh, that's a deep one.
Yeah, they're gonna get on obviously Trump somehow in there. Subliminally, you know, like the Doritos always has the good
Doritos, oh, yes.
Always has a good commercial on there.
I mean, they're paying millions of dollars for these spots. So
yeah,
I
you know what
hope.
The average is? I think it's... It went from a couple years back from like $1 million to like $5 million a commercial.
For like a 30-second...
For a 30-second clip.
You
yo, donate $5 million over here, all right?
I'm yeah, good with a mil.
PBD needs it.
I mean, half a mil, I'll also take that. Like, we got student loans to pay back. And y'all pay millions of dollars for a 30-second slot? Seconds.
That's well, crazy. Just know, Lady Gaga is going to perform.
Oh, Lady Gaga,
so
too.
So she's very... She's been very, like, open about the politics right now. Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to do something. She's gonna do something.
You think so? She's going to come out dressed like Trump. Very...
It's not a Super Bowl.
Yeah, for real. She's not as crazy as she was a couple years back, but hey, I kind of like her.
She calmed that down a little bit.
She definitely toned down.
She was like, I'm up here. I'm going to relax.
Just chill.
Listen, no, just watch. She's going to come out.
She could do some crazy shit.
Yeah, I think she will.
You know, she'll get away with it. There wouldn't be no backlash like it was for Beyonce.
Oh, of course.
Think about that.
Beyonce fell on
and got right back up. It was so
okay,
close.
I didn't even know who she
it
was.
It looked like a dip.
Like
I thought
that.
She did the right eagle back. Real quick.
Drop down and got her eagle on and picked it back up.
But did you guys see there was like a, I don't know if this was real or not, there was a petition for like to get Migos to replace Lady Gaga. I don't know if that was real or not.
Honestly,
you never know. They might come out. You know what I mean? During her performance. Right.
Do you guys like that song, the Bad and Bougie track?
They didn't say no.
See, my little sister more at the trap queen, so.
Oh! Twakili in the building.
Yo, shout out to Twakili.
Yeah,
Twakili's
a trap queen, y'all. I'm telling you.
It's the age. What year were you born, Twakili? 93?
Listen, I have.
There you go.
Shout out.
Oh, she got a snap. She's putting on blast.
Nah, I heard Cardi B.
Yo, don't sleep on Cardi B. Yo,
Cardi B's mixtape was
fire. Yo, I hate to admit it, but it was kind of fire.
That album is crazy. No, she's working hard.
She's definitely doing her thing.
She's working hard.
And she started from the bottom.
And she's being herself. Yes. That's the best part.
She's herself.
Yeah, the only thing I remember when she was talking about getting her teeth fixed, and she's like, no, I'll never get my teeth fixed because what kind of example am I setting for other girls? And then later she said, you know, well, you say that when you're young, but you grow and you learn.
She
you have
to
be
so
professional.
Many opportunities were coming her way. A lot of people were taking her more seriously. Mm-hmm. So.
She looks so much more different.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, she was always kind of pretty, but you always looked at her. Like,
it was
and
a, it was
now
a voice.
She likes, yeah, like, she, nah. It's still her voice.
Her oh, it's still her voice. Okay.
She's doing her thing. She's doing her thing.
She's on BET, on Essence. She's everywhere.
She's on the charts
she
now.
Come over
she was on
thing.
Being Mary Jane, wasn't she?
Yes. Well,
she's gonna
did
be
anybody,
Mary Jane.
Anybody catch what he just said?
No.
He said she needs to come over here and date Rubens. Boy. Boy, if you don't.
I'm sure,
oh, she's
I'm
single
sure
now, so.
Yeah, she is single.
I want a Rubens.
Loving
hip hop. Slide into the DM.
Started.
Don't sleep.
Yeah, you got sleep. I'm gonna tell you guys right now. You say a compliment to this guy and it's just gonna go over his head.
Look at his cheeks. They're getting rosy right now.
That's a whole deal of
wine. Don't get him started.
Him, Cardi B.
He's always trying to get somebody to write him out a check. He's gonna be looking at Love and Hip Hop like, I need a check. Adidas, I need a check.
VH1 needs to sponsor me.
Puma.
Hey, I'm a businessman.
Okay, Jay-Z. So let us know who's what we got next.
All right, so.
Who's
this is a little thing I came up with just to shine light on stupid people and and people that
that's
do,
messed up.
It is messed up, but I mean, people do stupid things. Even I do stupid things. And if I did it, I'd shine my light on my own self. So, play the clip.
All right.
Take a selfie with him on my neck.
Ashley Glowy will be the first to tell you she has a special bond with her ball python, Bart.
Yeah.
Maybe too special.
Now looking back, it's like, I can laugh at it.
Early last week, Ashley was trying to snap some selfies with Bart when he did something he's never done before. Check out this photo. Bart slithered through the small hole in Ashley's earlobe.
What?
I kind of went into shock and I didn't know what happened right away, but as soon as I knew that he was through my ear, my adrenaline kicked in. I started shaking.
Fearing Bart would split her earlobe in half, Ashley called for help. Firefighters rushed over to the house, but couldn't do much for her. So Ashley went to the emergency room, where hospital staff wasted no time. They numbed her ear and got to work.
I couldn't really feel or see like what they were doing beside my head, but I guess they used like some plastic and a string and like ran it between my ear and the snake and stretched my ear out more and pulled him back through.
With the crisis averted, Ashley posted her story on Facebook, and since then it's taken on a life of its own.
I have people like contacting me from other countries, news reporters, and people telling me that it's gone all the way across.
What? Yeah. What?
I can't really hear. I heard earlobe.
So all right. So what happened was this girl, she had gauges in her ears, and she was playing with her snake. Her snake slithered into her earlobe and like expanded it. So they had to cut her ear open to actually, you know, to get the snake out. It was stuck.
Blood. What a moron. What a moron.
Blood
she's viral. She went viral.
She's viral.
She's what?
Viral. I think it was more a publicity stunt, but I think, what the hell are you doing with a snake in your ear?
No, like, she said her boyfriend did it. I mean, who knows where else the snake went. So.
Oh, como?
I'm just saying. Who knows where else the snake went?
But still, like, I think
she's nasty.
Wait, why?
I really think people
that's true though, because like, they said she was mad close to the snake. How close can you be to a snake?
Pet snakes.
I was just gonna say, why do you have a snake? Why is the snake's name Bart? Like,
that's a weird name too. Bart?
I know, like Bart. Of all the names.
Bart.
I need my snake, Bart.
Oh, hell no.
Bart, oh, my God.
So what, she took the gauge out and put the snake in the hole where the gauge was?
Yes. And it got stuck, so they had to cut her ear open. So basically,
50 shades of black, 50 shades of gray.
Like,
50 shades of...
This is crazy.
Well, ladies, Valentine's Day is coming up. If you're into that kind of thing, they have snakes over at
where? Don't you dare say Petco, because you know the one on North Main don't play that. Okay.
What kind of snakes are you putting in?
All right.
I thought it was like a modest garden snake. It's like a large, full-grown snake. It's like an adult snake. It's like a big one. It's not like a small little modest garden snake. I don't know what stages of life snakes go through, but I know that snake looked...
A earthworm. The earthworm hanging
my ear. My mom would have probably smacked me on top of that.
No, that... Like,
I can't take this serious.
She would throw anything she could find at me for being that stupid.
That's
She was home alone, though. Like, nobody could help her get it out.
But she also took a picture of it and then put it on Facebook. So, like...
Mm-hmm. How much were you really struggling?
I was just going to say, like...
You had time.
Everything she showed, the neck...
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going through it if right
you,
now.
I said the same thing. And I'm like, in the first place, why would you have a snake near your ear anyway?
Well, she probably had it on her neck.
Yeah, but still, like once it was starting to go in your ear, you
yeah,
feel
like
that,
you
right?
allowed it to just keep slithering.
I know it's not slithering all slowly. I mean,
she probably liked it.
She was like, "Oh, this feels great. My boyfriend doesn't do this."
Oh hell!
Sweat
to the no.
All so what I know gotta, is, what do you got something to say to her?
Whose man's is this? Like, whose man's is this?
It's Bart's man's.
Somebody come, Bart.
Bart, yeah.
Bart,
like
Bart. Bart.
Can you come down and claim your mans? Because that's really crazy.
They about to kill him.
I think
you know
survived.
Peter would have never let that happen. Don't play games. They would have killed her before they killed that snake.
Peter.
You know Americans love their pets.
Oh my gosh.
Americans love pets. You already know what kind of people was out there like, oh my God, I feel so bad for her. Like,
we gotta find that clip where they shared it, and we just look at the comments because I'm sure they're ridiculous.
I'm actually gonna share the video.
I want to know
on my Facebook.
Okay,
so check it out.
I want to know what Black Twitter got to say about that. I really do.
You know, Black Twitter don't waste their time foolishness.
The Shade Room posted her already.
Oh,
if the Shade Room posted her, you know Black Twitter is eating her alive.
You should sit with the Shade Room and just see the comments blow up.
No,
oh. I'm definitely gonna do that.
Hashtag Bert. No.
See, what if Bert wasn't so nice and started trying to eat you? Like, I'm thinking of so many ways this could have gone.
Does she still own the snake?
What if it was poisonous?
Documentary afterwards?
Like,
She reenacted.
Yeah, they get dramatization on that.
I want to know if she kept the snake, like after they handled the whole situation.
I'm sure she kept it.
She spoke to it. It probably apologized to her.
Exactly.
She was like, it's okay, Bert.
See, that right there sounds pretty nasty as it is. She apologized? Yeah. In what way?
She went right back in that ear.
Slowly. It took its time.
Be like, I messed up. Like, I messed up the first time, but don't worry. Second time is better.
Oh, all right.
Suéltalo.
So,
she's already open.
Somebody come get your mans.
Wow.
Whose mans is that?
We're going to get right into it. And we're going to talk about appearance and confidence. And to help us out with this topic, we have Jose Ariel Diaz.
Oh, God.
And Beauty by?
Del Meaning.
There you go. Speaking to the mic.
Well, first of all, guys, thank you for coming.
I was gonna.
Oh, my bad. You know,
no,
I just.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say the same thing. We're right here. I got you.
Great minds.
No, thank you guys for having us.
Thank
it's an honor.
No, oh, no, thank you.
I've known Jose for quite a while. I remember the first time I met Jose. We're gonna take it back to a Sweet 16.
Oh Jesus! Here we go.
That was classic. I remember.
Was that when I had braids?
You had the ponytail.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
When I had hair.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
That was a throwback. I remember that.
You just made me feel even older than what.
Hey man,
you have long hair too.
We know.
Oh Jesus! My little ponytail looking like a toilet brush.
Oh my God! A toilet brush.
I never
combed it. He was working out and I walked over. I'm like, yo, do this like this, and he did it. And
teaching me how to work out, I'm like, I just want to run on the treadmill. Okay, I just want my cardio. But thanks.
I mean, that's just who I am. I help everybody.
That's it. Good things in the world.
And me and Domini went to high school together. Yes. This is the first time I see her since we graduated back in 2009.
Oh,
so
word?
Yes.
A reunion.
So proud to see you flourishing. Oh, I was like, go ahead, Domini, girl. Look at you. I used to call her my African queen. Now she's really out here like a queen. So congratulations. Thanks. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I see everything that you do. Your autism campaign is coming up.
Yes. Tell us
a little bit about that.
The autism campaign. To be honest, that actually started by accident. There's an organization called the MIST organization. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. They're from URI. It stands for Motivated Individuals Striving for Success, I believe. I was actually supposed to host their fashion show to raise awareness for autism. And it actually raised awareness for myself because I didn't know much about autism. And so I came up with the idea. I Googled and I saw puzzle pieces and I ended up telling them, oh, you guys don't have a flyer. So let me get together a model and a makeup artist and we would draw like puzzles on her. And then I'll leave half of the photo white. That way you can post the information on the fashion show. And when I posted it on Facebook, a woman reached out to me and very emotional. It was like a paragraph. I'm never going to forget it. And she just thanked me like she's never seen someone so involved with autism and all of that stuff. And I just thought to myself, if I can touch her, how many more people can I touch? Mm. So I got my friends together. I've gotten more makeup artists and we just ended up doing a lot of it together. And it slowly became a campaign, and I just thank God every single day. Everyone asks me, do you have someone that's autistic in your family? I do not. I just do this because I love, you know, making a difference, giving back, and just collaborating with a whole bunch of people. You don't have to be skinny. You don't have to be tall. You don't have to be any of it. You just have to be confident, and that's why I like that the topic today is confidence, because it's something that a lot of people need to learn to have within themselves. It's not just something that you see on the outside. It needs to come from inside. But anyways, we'll get into that. But yes, that is my campaign, and I thank everyone that has joined, all the makeup artists. Shout out to my friend Annie, Flat Out Fab. She's here with us.
Demon Annie!
And all the other makeup artists. But hopefully you all can join this year, too. We're gonna do it very different this year, so stay tuned. I'm excited.
Nice.
Sweet. And there's a hashtag for that whenever you...
Yes. It's really long. It's my whole name, Jose Ariel Diaz, the number 4, and autism. So Jose Ariel Diaz, 4 autism. And you'll see all the behind-the-scenes clips and everything, so you can get more of a feel of how the campaign works. It's not just painting puzzles and taking a picture. It's a lot.
Nice.
But
it's dope.
That does sound dope.
By the way, who designed your shirt?
it's actually a neck.
Da Vinci.
I'm very... I rock... I actually shop women clothing.
Can you open up your jacket a little bit?
I like it for it to look very unisex. It's actually a neck piece. It was a gift from a friend.
That's bomb.
Shout out to Milady. Good Christmas gift. $5 or $21
Hey.
$20
smart shop over
got.
Here.
You gotta work with what you got. My blazer was $4. You know.
Hey, you,
got,
you know what? You got, so when are we going shopping?
I got you.
Because
girl. Thrift stores all the way.
No, but word because.
But thank you. You gotta work with what you got.
Jose always knows how to put himself together.
sometimes.
He's always been extra fierce.
thank you. But so, yeah, thank you.
Domini, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been doing makeup and how's the salon going?
I've been doing hair since I was in high school. You know, I've been hustling, I've been doing hair. Then I started doing hair.
Come closer to the mic, please.
Then I started doing hair, like, in my house, obviously. And then I've done fashion shows. I've worked with Jose. This is like years and years
2010.
Ago. 2010. Wow. Was it 2010?
2010. That's when the fashion shows were like.
Oh wow.
Lit.
Yeah. That's
before
when
it was lit.
Fashion shows were fashion shows, you know. Yeah, and I really, really love what I do. I can't see myself doing anything else. So I just kind of went for it. I was scared to open up a shop at first, you know, because I'm like, you know, what if people don't come? What if I don't get enough customers? But I've built up my clientele for years. So now I'm just like where I need to be. And then now I'm just focused on growing my business and just moving forward and building wealth. And that's it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Dope. Awesome. You guys are doing dope things.
In the state of Rhode Island.
And so, exactly. I was telling people, I was like, you know, like Atlanta is so popping because people
support
each other. So, you know, when you support each other, when if I eat, we all eat.
Kind of,
you know, to simplify it.
There's so many people doing great things, but they don't have the support. Like, if you share something positive, people don't care. They don't like it. They don't share it. But if it's like some gossip, they're all over it.
If it's Beyonce.
Yes, there's so exactly. I just shared a post like that today, and the guy was basically saying
that.
Like, oh, people, you know, you're sharing Beyonce being pregnant, but you can't even share your friend's picture. You can't even share when people are doing their craft. And I mean,
it's
sadly,
true.
That's just how society is. But if you know yourself and you work hard, you strive, you're gonna get there regardless of who's supporting you, who's liking your pictures. So your work will speak for itself, and that's it.
You know what I think it is?
People are so obsessed with social media.
That people like to jump on bandwagons. So they, you know what I mean? They won't jump on till it's rolling.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They won't support till everyone else is supporting.
It's all about the hype now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And do you think that has to do with, like, lack of confidence in somebody because they're like posting pictures and they're not getting enough likes, or you know, you're sharing like hair and nobody's paying attention to it, or like nobody was calling you at first? Do you think that that plays a big part in your confidence?
What do you mean? Like,
do you think if nobody's really supporting you, you lose your confidence?
No. It depends on your personality, really, because if you're not a strong-minded person, sweetie, like, you can't, I'm not bougie, I'm not cocky, I'm just very confident, and you can't tell me nothing, especially when it comes to my craft. So I'm gonna go hard for myself regardless. But with some people, I do know people who started doing hair and they didn't get as much support, so they kind of fell back from it and they just decided to go another route. So yeah, I guess in a way it really does, but it depends on the person. So
how about you, Jose, when you started?
That's really tricky because when you're in this kind of field in entertainment, in radio, in fashion, and anything that has to do with needing a following to be great at it, I just feel as though in the business, we tend to lose confidence because of lack of support. But I learned the hard way that sometimes you need less support to just motivate yourself more. When you see that, like, cause, also you have to realize when it's such a small state that when people see you doing good, they talk about you not in a not so good way because they want to find something bad about what you're doing.
So with that
being said, I feel as though you never lose your confidence, but you can always be more confident in yourself. And without support, that just, it makes room for more positivity in your life, because when you're around so many people and you're and everyone's on top of you, there's a lot in there that isn't really supporting you.
Yeah.
So I learned to appreciate those who don't support me, because I just sweep them off. Get out. Bye. Bye, Felicia.
It pushes you harder.
Yeah. So I feel as though just because you're not getting enough likes, because it's not the amount of likes, it's who's liking it. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
True. The quality.
So you can have somebody
can we get that,
that has,
on a t-shirt.
You can have somebody that has 100,000 followers, someone that has 10,000. And the one with 10,000 probably has more important people following them than the 100,000. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel as though with everything you do, just stay true to yourself.
Definitely.
Always stick to who you are, because when you paint this picture of something you're not, you're eating yourself up. You're beating yourself up. Because at the end of the day, you post that picture, it's not really you. You're getting them likes, but you're going home to the same thing, to the same problems, to the same issues. So always be yourself, no matter what you do.
Jose dropping knowledge for everybody out there. Suéltalo.
I feel like this could be a Beyonce song.
Drop a bomb for us.
A Beyonce instrumental.
It's like how they say, like, a lie might get you there quicker, but the truth will keep you
there. It'll come out eventually.
That's true. And the truth, so... There we go. The truth shall set you free.
And the way social media culture is, too. I feel like just a lot of, like, the youth. Because I was saying to Christina earlier in the car, I had just dropped it because my professor had said how youth is wasted on the young. And she's saying that by, like, you know, young people, we're so, like, obsessed with social media. And we're so obsessed with so many things that are, like, not so important to, like, our actual development, that we're not realizing our worth and not tapping into our confidence and tapping into our self-esteem. And that's why we're not really making as many strides as we can, because we're so involved in this culture that is... like-based. It's like culture. Like, if I post a picture and a lot of people like it, that means I look good. If nobody liked it, that means I didn't look good. Like, you don't just believe you look good because... Or you don't believe you're doing something good because if everybody's not on it, then you're not doing a good job.
That's true.
And so I feel like it really does hurt people around our age group, like, because we don't have enough self-esteem to just believe, like,
I was gonna say that.
Or, oh, I'm doing a good job at what I do, because if people aren't talking about it, then, oh, are you really doing that good?
Yeah.
So it's just so sad.
Say, like, in our age group, you still don't know who you are. You're still trying to figure yourself out. So when people question you, you question yourself. And you're like, am I doing something wrong? But, like you guys said, if you just be consistent and just believe in yourself and, like, no, like, I'm going to prove to people that I'm here and that I'm making my mark.
It's so true. Like, where I started from years ago, like, I'm never ashamed of my whole journey just getting where I am now. But, you know, I didn't have as much clientele. I was very consistent with my work. I constantly post pictures. If you go on my page, I probably have, like, way too many pictures, and I'm very consistent with showing people this is what I have to offer, this is what I do, this is my craft. And eventually they catch on. It's like, it's the saying, like, be so good they can't ignore you. If you're really good, people will take notice and they'll gravitate towards you. And I mean, it comes naturally. So.
Yeah, everything is time, though. That's the issue with today's society as well. Not everything's gonna come from one day to another to the next. You know, and some people, they're rushing into, success or fame or whatever, and then they don't realize it takes a lot of work. Some were just blessed overnight, but many weren't, you know, and a lot of us are still struggling. And again, I'm proud from where I came from. I came from the hood, you know, still struggling. And I feel as though people sometimes let that get the best of them, and they shouldn't, you know, because at the end of the day, no matter where you came from, it's who you are on the inside. And I don't know, I just feel as though people just need to stop. Just be yourself. That's the best advice I can give,
like,
someone.
We live in a culture where everyone wants to... A lot of girls look the same. They look like twins, triplets. I'm scrolling down my
Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, I like that picture. Wait, didn't I just
see? You like it?
They have the same eyebrows, the same hair, same...
The eyebrows.
It's crazy.
They got the same outfit.
The ending into each other.
The same outfits. Yeah.
But then there's a few that stand out. Why? Because of their personality.
Because and that's who they are.
And that's what differentiates you from everyone. It's just, this culture is... I think about it, I'm like, am I in the wrong year? Am I in the wrong
time? Oh my God, I say that to myself all the time.
It's crazy. Everyone is just so, like, uniform. Like, we're just marching, you know?
We're just going
with one thing's hot, we all have to do it.
If our
eyebrows are kind of fading a little bit and then getting dark, everybody's eyebrows are fading a little bit and getting dark. Like,
yeah, didn't people used to make fun of like it was a stereotype. Mexican girls used to pencil in their eyebrows, but now everybody's doing it.
Exactly.
And like everybody's shaping their eyebrows.
Now everybody wants thick eyebrows. So it's all with being in. Unfortunately, like if no one will do it until Kim Kardashian does it, or no one will do it until Beyonce does it, then it's okay. Or Rihanna. We know Rihanna has rocked some crazy things.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
but because it's Rihanna, no it looks good. Anything. You know, so they do it.
Yes.
And like, at the end of the day, unfortunately, that's the world we live
in. Monkey see, monkey do. I mean, I feel like this year we're about to see a lot of underwater pregnancy shoots.
Everyone's going to be floating.
Girls
stop.
That was so weird. Beyonce. People are about to drown.
I'm about to do an underwater shoot, and I'm not even pregnant.
That's crazy.
Okay? Not with this hair, but.
You won't slay.
I'll just be standing there.
I'm gonna be like, you're going to be doing the Beyonce.
I mean, you can fake the pregnancy like Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Not going to take this slant.
But I'm glad she did it, though. She's proven, like, because, I don't know, I saw it as, and people are going to eat me up,
that
people
give are going to
support me. The way I saw it was, with such a, Beyonce is such a strong, powerful black woman, you would think that announcing her first pregnancy, she would do a spread in Essence magazine. Mm. She's public with everything else.
That's true.
So it's like, you didn't do a spread, you didn't. Your belly's flopping one way when you go to an interview, like no. You know,
yeah, but that's what happens when you're pregnant.
No, shift in the way it was.
You have a kid. Come on. Come
I mean, I just think no. I just
yo, she's like super beehive.
Yo, for real, man.
No. You know
she's
what
a talented
was,
woman. Life. I just feel as though it was
Beyonce.
Too weird.
I have nothing
just,
to do with this.
The mathematics wasn't correct.
Beyonce
I don't know.
I mean, Beyonce could sell y'all shit, and I'll be like, it looks like chocolate. Like, come on.
No, I will put it in a box and save it forever.
No!
That's gross. That's sick.
You know what I think it is? I think it's just because Beyonce, like,
put it in the
because she's so in the limelight, and her being just so open about the miscarriages, and like, I don't know, I think that's
people
what...
People just identify with her.
I think, not that I've had a miscarriage or anything.
Yeah. No,
like,
not you,
just had people close to me that have had miscarriages, and I've just seen the effects of how, like, it can be so detrimental to your life, and so like her openly talking about the miscarriages and finally having her first child, I think everybody was just like,
yeah,
like you did it.
I mean, she knows what she's doing. Beyonce knows exactly what she's doing as far as
all the
being
time.
Relevant, the spotlight, when to announce, when not to.
She's definitely so good, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore her, and that's why a lot of people gravitate towards her.
Mm-hmm.
So
guess.
It's like you can hate Beyonce, but you can't deny that she's a really good artist, and that's it.
That's true.
Nice. You want to hear something mad funny?
Oh, God.
Ciara's pregnant and nobody's talking about it.
I mean,
she's not really pregnant. Like, for real? She's pregnant
no,
for real?
Yeah. She's been pregnant for like 6 months.
Bro, where you been?
Yeah,
you
she must have right now the author hands
I'm pregnant
right on the
too.
Side. Like, I'm pregnant too.
Wait.
She got the Timbs on.
Now, you know what? Ciara, you so greedy.
Knocking.
You had your time. Like,
what?
Can you?
Why you hate on Ciara like that though?
She had her time.
That's what happened when Michael Jackson passed away, and then Farrah Fawcett passed away.
Yeah,
and it was like Farrah Fawcett passed away. Michael Jackson was the greatest entertainer.
Farrah Fawcett.
Stop.
Like, fuck
Farrah,
with her. We're gonna let you finish, but disrespectful. Oh,
stop.
Go straight to hell off of that one right
no
there.
One even cared.
I mean, it was kind of like when Paul Walker passed away. He passed away with someone else, and it was all
right.
Paul Walker.
Oh, yeah, that's
Paul
I didn't
Walker.
Even know that.
And unfortunately,
that's
it's because he was mourning on, and it was sad because I'm like, yo, he died with someone else, but
no,
they're forgetting
know
all about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was in a movie theater. And I found that news
out. Latino bendito.
Yo, I was in, someone, I think my girl told me, she's like, yo, Paul Walker died, the one from Fast and Furious. I'm like, what? I stopped watching whatever movie we were, and I was Googling stuff. I'm like, no, this can't be life.
And then like a week later, they start announcing the other guy.
Yeah, and they
the
start, no, yeah.
He was
and
the then, other guy.
And they were showing like how the other driver was driving recklessly, but they never talked about him dying. It was like you said, they talked about it a week after, but the main focus is on Paul Walker. Yeah.
They put the other guy in fine print.
And then people are comparing Kim Kardashian to Beyonce. Like, come on.
No.
I mean,
no
wait,
comparison.
What?
Kim posed naked last year. You guys said she was a hoe. What about Beyonce? Are you serious?
She's pregnant, though.
I mean,
she didn't show her butt.
This is something where I see
right?
both sides
Kim
to everything.
Kim was pregnant when she took that picture. I feel like there's no... I'm going to let
Kim
you speak, Jose.
Kim was a whale.
I'm going to let you speak, Jose, but there's no comparison.
I mean, no. I mean,
she was a whale.
It's not that it's...
A
comparison is just people choose to compare. But at the end of the day, they're both naked. They're both covering their breasts.
They're
both,
both
exposing
naked,
their belly.
But one of them is an artist.
It's, I mean, at the end of the day, they,
some people might say Kim Kardashian's an artist too.
I mean, she's where? I don't think she's an artist.
No, yeah, exactly.
Only Crayola crayons in your house because you got kids do not make you an artist. Okay?
I mean,
listen, we're not talking about that.
I don't think it's not that Kim Kardashian's an artist. She's a brand, and let me tell you something.
She's
the way. The way the Kardashians live their life, the way these social media influencers, they want to be them. They just don't say it. But think about it. They just walk a red carpet and they're making millions just for walking that carpet and rocking a pair of socks.
Shoot, I'm sick of
they got freaking endorsements out the booty.
They got a nose ring and they got a whole...
Literally, they put a nose ring. They're now endorsed by like a jewelry company for 10 years. Like... So it's kind of like, yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, they're talentless, but they're a brand.
And that's what people follow.
That's brand themselves. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's still a problem, though, because I feel a lot of girls want to follow that Kardashian clan, but in reality, you can't. Straight up.
I mean,
I can't.
I want a big booty, too.
And you
want
to know something funny? It wasn't
you want a big booty? Listen, go to Planet Fitness or do some squats at home, okay?
No, I can't get you no booty, please.
Or go to Colombia and DR where
you
want to go.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
See, but y'all
that's what I was
see,
talking
but that's
all
like,
I need is a sponsor.
Yeah, but that's a lack of self-esteem on yourselves, though.
It is.
No, that's horrible.
I personally don't like her, but I'm just saying. I'm just making
like
fun
the
of the culture.
The ratio is just not adding up. The
ratio. You better speak on it.
Well, think about it. Listen. Think about it. Listen to this.
To butt ratio is not adding up. It does not look
she's like a wine glass.
I mean, she ain't J-Lo, but...
I mean... J-Lo is the greatest of all time.
She may not be the best singer, and no. I love my J-Lo,
and she's getting better,
But at the end of the day...
Getting better? And what?
Please, don't let's not get started on Jennifer Lopez.
Getting better?
What? Like she's talking about her singing.
Stop. Don't.
But I love J-Lo.
First of all... I think I'm Jennifer Lopez's number one fan. Like, in the whole wide world.
We both are.
No.
We could both be number one.
I think maybe you're like 1A, maybe.
No.
And then 1B? Is that where you were going with that?
No, and then I'm like 1. And then 1A.
He's like the bullet.
Jose's ready
to interview you on J-Lo right now.
Jose's looking at you like, you don't want to hear no slander right now. He's 1, you're 1A, maybe B.
I guess I can't talk about J-Lo then.
No, you can.
Go ahead. Let him know.
I like opinions.
It's coming.
Okay.
She's dropping the bomb in 3,
that don't mean we're gonna accept
2,
it.
1.
This is what I don't like about J-Lo.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
J-Lo has so many body counts.
How do you know that, though?
Why?
Well, it's because
if it was anybody else in the industry, they would get so much backlash. No. And that's what I don't like.
She's
about
48.
Like she gets
47.
Away with it. She gets away with everything.
I know girls my age that slept with that many men.
But listen, I don't care how many body counts she has. I feel like she does it, and people are like, oh, it's J-Lo.
But she already let us know that she was Jenny from the block. Well,
yeah,
we thought she was doing on the block. She's from the Bronx.
She's proving a point.
Her issue is she just brings everything public.
Yes.
And you gotta remember, there's people in the business worse than her, but she just chooses to. She's a loving person. She gives everybody the same attention.
She's looking for love. The other way around, she's worse than people in the business, and she gets away with it. Like, look at Kim Kardashian. Everyone's like, Kim's a hoe. But you can.
Kim, I don't think Kim is a hoe either.
I don't think she's a hoe. I just think she expresses herself with her body, just like everyone.
Don't try
if
and flip
they
it.
Could do it
Don't
on Instagram, it. If a girl wants to arch her back and get 200 likes, why can't Kim do it and make $20,000?
Shoot,
I'm trying to make.
So I'm just saying, like, because it's just like, okay, so Kim is getting bashed, but at the end of the day, what difference does it make if you do it for the likes or if you do it for the checks?
I mean,
that's
hello.
Just the way I see it.
Kim's making
because if I had that
dollars.
Booty, I'll be making the checks too.
I mean,
I got a little booty.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way I see it, and I'll rest my case there.
Honestly, I don't care what J-Lo does with her body or Kim Kardashian. I just
her,
feel like,
her butt is
I
real,
feel
though.
Like the favoritism is, yeah.
I feel like J-Lo gets attacked. Is,
no, she doesn't.
And listen, I'm going to say this.
People call her J-Ho.
Yeah, J-Ho. She gets bashed.
J-Lo gets bashed.
The thing is, J-Lo chooses not to pay mind to all that.
And
she continues
so much older,
to do her
she just
business. Yeah, she like, what, 48?
And then how is she going to do that?
You tell me, number one.
She like 20. She could still get it.
I mean, she looks I mean, I hope Beyonce looks that good at that age. I'm just saying.
Bro,
I mean,
Beyonce already looks 40.
Look that good at
they look the same age, and J-Lo got like, what, 17 years on her?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Does? I don't know, yes. Beyonce.
Beyonce's
can't
like 34. J-Lo's 47. Like a 10,
yeah,
12 J-Lo's year difference.
J-Lo's pushing. I think she got like another year or two before she pushes 50.
Yeah, J-Lo. Yeah.
She'll be 48.
But you guys should know, so y'all the biggest J-Lo fans in here,
she'll
though,
be
right?
Haley,
you
year.
Know more than us.
1A over here.
She'll be 48 in June.
June what?
Yeah.
June 26.
July 24th.
Oh! Go ahead,
I knew.
Was,
I
go
knew,
ahead,
I knew.
Oh, 1A, man. 1A, calm down.
No, she's one.
Calm down.
She's one.
Her birthday is also the same birthday as my best friend, so that's why I remember.
Hey, that's one. Christina's 1D. Oh, Jose, you pushed yourself up.
It's exactly 3 months away from my birthday. I always confuse her birthday and Jennifer Aniston's.
Oh, please.
Come on.
Because they both got Jennifer.
Don't listen. Don't make up excuses because you got the answer wrong.
But. I did want to ask a question back to the topic because you know we love going off on
stage. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we went all the way off.
I wanted to ask about being a pageant coach.
Oh.
So, because I feel like that ties into a lot about appearance.
Oh, yeah.
And, you do work with people in the pageants, what age group is it normally?
They start from little girls. Minimum age is like 5 years old. And okay. Then it goes into. Every system's different. Miss Universe and all that, the age ties into like 26, 27. Then there's other systems, the ones that I've worked with, they have a Ms. category, which is ages 30 plus. To not get too into it, because it'll be like a whole nother show, but with pageantry, what people don't understand is that they just see what they see on stage. They see a nice body or whatever, but what people don't realize is that in pageantry, it's very competitive, these girls, they eat, sleep, breathe it, they're training, they're building their confidence with it. A lot of people be like, why pageantry is so competitive, but it just helps a girl out, you know, and it can get very stressful, because, you know, you compete for something, but there's only one winner. And that's why when I train girls, I always tell them, make the best out of the experience, because there's girls that don't win. And they go further than the actual winner. You right. know, look at Miss Universe, for example. Colombia, she got first runner-up. And she kind of went further than the actual winner.
Right.
So I when I train girls, I'm not very into the whole materialistic thing. You know, if the girl can get the dress sponsored, if they can get it sponsored, save your money.
Right.
Make the best out of the experience, you know. And it shows, you know, it shows on stage which girls actually had fun and gave their all throughout the competition. So, pageantry can be very stressful. I always say I hate it. I'm going to stop, but it just comes right back to me. And yeah. Someone's hitting me up to train and stuff. Again, make the best out of it. Because some girls, they just want that crown.
Right.
When they don't get it, sure. they're down on the floor crying, depressed, yeah. insecure.
It definitely takes a strong person to do that.
Yeah.
Did you definitely. Find yourself also doubling as like a life coach? Being
at the same time,
a pageant coach, something it's funny. Like...
Yeah, because when I when you train, because another portion that people fail to realize, there's an interview portion in every pageant. It's not, these girls, a lot of people be like, she slayed on the stage. Why ain't she make top five? There's interviews. There's other stuff that they get judged on. You know, appearances, community service. You know, they do a lot. These girls do a lot in the community, but. It's all with just training and just having your head, you know, in there and just making the best out of it, you know, and that's what I tell every single girl, because if I just sit here and focus on that crown and I don't get that crown, I beat myself up as a pageant coach.
Right.
But if my girl grew throughout the process and became better and then just gained so many more opportunities, I pat myself on the back with that
right.
one, you know, but... Just make the best out of it.
Because you know she got something out of it.
Something out of it.
And didn't just leave with nothing.
Because you never know. You got fans in that audience. You got people rooting for you. Even
right.
if you don't win, once you get off that stage, they're going to contact you for photo shoots, for appearances and all that stuff. So just don't just be so focused on that crown, because then that's just telling you you're not genuinely competing. So just...
So with that being said, do you think that appearance and confidence goes hand in hand?
With that, yes. And speaking on that earlier... what a lot of people don't realize, and a lot of males, you'd be surprised. There's actually more guys that are very insecure with themselves. They just don't express it.
Oh, we can tell.
Girls are just more in the limelight. They put status and statuses. Guys express themselves a little differently, you know, with like going out, chilling with the boys, degrading women. You know, they're insecure. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's not, and not to defend that. That's why they do what they do, because, you know, you can't find excuses for everything.
But it's the reason.
But definitely confidence. Like I said, if you don't feel it, you're not it. Mm-hmm. You know, and with confidence, if you're confident in yourself, you'll be more motivated to have a better appearance, to have,
because
if I'm not confident and I don't, I'm not feeling it, I'm going to go put a, if I was a girl,
God, let us know.
I would
anyway,
pop
go
that gown on, but I won't do my hair because I'm not feeling it. So it's just not going to, something's not going to look right. So you have to just feel it within, you know what I'm saying? And
because
if you ain't feeling it, you ain't going to show it. And if you do show it, yo, props to you, but I prefer waking up feeling better about myself.
So what you're saying, it's all mental, that's it, right?
That's all it is.
That's so true because I don't really wear heels. I only wear heels on special occasions. Let's say that. That's like probably like 5 times a year. And when I do, I'm like so self-conscious. Like, oh my God, am I walking right? Do I look right? Like everybody's looking at me like, oh my God, Christine, you're wearing heels. I'm like, ah, I'm going to fall. I'm going to slip. Everybody's going to laugh. I can't walk. I'm going to waddle to the side.
And like, now you're not working the heels.
And now I'm not working the heels. But you put some sneakers on, I'm like,
We know.
So much more confident in sneakers, and everybody's like, oh, that's not girly, it's not this, but that's just how, that's just me, that's my appearance, and I'm confident in what I wear.
And what about even in the makeup world? Because I know makeup is like booming right now. Like,
I see a lot of people.
Definitely goes hand in hand. Like, lately, I'm going to admit, like, my confidence has been way down. Like, I had a baby. I gained some weight.
Congratulations.
So,
I'm the baby. I'm sorry.
And she's like, three things. But the last thing, she's like, I gained weight. He's like, congratulations. Congratulations.
If you gain, you're still beautiful, even if you gain some weight.
That's right, Rubens.
Let's go.
Hold on, brother, season.
Hey, quick recovery, man. I like it.
Nah, it's true, though. Like,
so, yeah, I had a great year last year. I had a kid. I gained weight. I opened my not the weight part. I opened my shop, but because I had a baby and I gained weight, I just wasn't into it. And I'm like, why am I not enjoying myself as much as I should? You know, I worked so hard to get here. I opened my own business, and then I'll wake up in the morning and just put on some sweatpants and literally house slippers and a head tie, like literally looking like someone at Walmart, and go to work.
Damn, Walmart.
That's some shade.
Like, it's true. Target is better.
And I'll go to work, and it was just like, because I just was not feeling myself. And then one of my older clients, she's like, are you okay? I'm doing her hair. She's like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, why? She's like, because you just don't look like yourself. She kind of said, you used to be pretty. And the, let's just put it.
Wow.
Maybe she didn't see the shine in you that you used to have.
Didn't see it. She's like, you used to be so, she said, when I used to see you on, just in person on Facebook, and I used to come to you, you had this, you know, light about you, your body was so nice, blah, blah, blah. You used to do this, you used to do that. And that really stuck with me. It was towards the end of this year. I literally had a whole year because I wasn't confident in myself, so I wasn't waking up early just to put myself together, just to do my hair. So, yeah, it definitely goes hand in hand. When you feel good about yourself, you look good.
You're more motivated.
You're more motivated. Exactly. And I was just, like, sluggish. You know, I was forgetting appointments. Like, I don't want to get up and go. You know, and all this stuff. But towards the end of this year, I'm like, you know, I'm going to work on that. Wake up, tell myself I look good. You know, if I don't feel great about my body, you know, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with gaining weight and being fat or whatever. But if that's how you feel comfortable, that's how you feel comfortable. There's so many big girls and they're gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Adele. You know, and I look at them like, oh my God, she's so bad. Why am I not comfortable with that? Because that's just not me. That's not how I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been just working on having more confidence. If I don't like it, fix it. And I can definitely see the difference within myself after realizing that. So it definitely goes hand in hand.
So let me ask you, though, because you just mentioned that you see a lot of, I guess, big girls out there who say they look beautiful. So for you to get out of your funk to say, oh, I look good no matter what, do you actually compare yourself to other people? And just know, be like, you know what? I look better than her. I'll be all right.
You know what? She don't got nothing on me.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
No, it's not even that.
Like, how do you get yourself out of that funk?
It's more the other way around. It's like, look at her. You know, like, she looks good, you know? And, like, what's wrong with me? That's what it's like. It's not like, ooh, I look better than her. Let me, you know? That's not what it is. It's the other way around. Yeah. Mm.
I mean, comparing doesn't help either.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
You know, and to get validation.
It's more inspiration, being inspired. Yeah,
yeah, so some people take it like that, though. Some people won't take it like that. They'll just see it as competition. But like, you know what? I just got to work even harder to get myself back in the game.
But you can work harder, but where women, some women lack is when they do that, they compare themselves and they try to outdo that girl. It's you shouldn't true. Try to outdo anyone else. Just outdo the person you was yesterday or the person you are today. You know, and that's the yourself. that's what's the problem nowadays. They be like, yo, she ain't even all that. I'm definitely gonna top her.
Yeah,
you can't think like that because that's the biggest level of insecurity. Mm-hmm. If you try to outdo another woman or even men, if you try to outdo another man, it's just that's very low.
And
that's
it shows
super
that
low.
You're trying too.
Too hard. If you say she looks good, you know what? If she looks good, I could look good too. And if you look better than her, leave that to yourself. You don't have to. Because now you're belittling her. You don't know what she's been through. You don't know her story. You don't know why she looks the way she looks, does what she does. So now you're judging. Cause, you know what I'm saying? So it just gets messy.
I got a question from a viewer here. She wants to know, how did she know or what confirmation were you given of your talent for you to know that your makeup was going to be your career? Like, when did you know that was going to be your career?
Actually, hair came first.
Oh, hair came first? Okay.
Hair came first, and then, I mean, the two goes hand in hand. Okay. So I started practicing makeup around 2010, 2011, and I was bad at first. Like, I was the girl with the white stuff around her eyebrows.
That's not me. I wouldn't know.
Look at you probably wouldn't know, but they,
your
know,
sister's laughing, so it must be true.
Girl, she knows. My sister knows. She used to tell me, but I was like, I look good, you know? And I used
that's
to go.
That matters.
Yeah, that's the Del like, Mini that I know.
Like, oh, she'd be like, oh my God, but your eyebrows. I'm like, you don't know nothing about makeup. Do not talk about
that. That is
makeup.
Fashion. Somebody try to tell me.
I watched that tutorial 5 times.
Okay, she put the white on top.
I left it there. She didn't blend.
And, you know, I just practiced because I really love the beauty industry. I love everything about hair. I'm constantly reinventing myself, constantly researching. I really love what I do. I love everything about appearance and all that stuff. So, yeah, I just knew it was for me. Like, I went to URI.
Okay.
It just wasn't for me. Like, I couldn't even get past bio 101.
It's okay. Like, nobody can. Not as many people can.
Don't play.
I could not get past bio 101. And I just was like, you know, this is not working out. This is not for me. So I actually left. And when I, you know, African parents. So. So I had to. When I left, I moved in by myself. I moved on my own. And then I just started going hard. I'm like, okay, I left school. What's next? I want to do this. I have to go extra hard.
Okay.
And I've just been doing it ever since. Because I know there's no turning back. Like, I can't go back to URI and be like, okay, I left like 4 years ago. Can I get them credits? Like, no, it's not.
You've been paying those loans back?
I mean, I'm so surprised to hear you say things like, you know, how your confidence went down. Because the things you're doing, people wish they could be doing that. Like, they wish they could be opening up shops.
No,
they wish
dope.
They could have clients. And they wish they could be at your, like, you're their inspiration. Like, dang, I wish I had my own shop. And
But like they said, it takes time, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you started
and
in
it looks like
2010, so.
At the bottom.
It's confidence. Like, you have to see it. You might see that about me, but I necessarily probably wasn't saying that about myself. Right. So I wasn't as confident, and I wasn't, you know, so. What others see about you and what you see is a totally different,
so different. That's
different,
so
different
true.
Picture. So, yeah.
So, with that said, how do you build confidence with your ideal appearance?
How do you build confidence? All right, first of all, I would say if you're not okay with something, and I'm not talking about a fake booty, Christina. If you're not okay.
I like my booty, though. I was just joking around.
I like your booty, too. It's nice and small.
See what I mean? Little booties get love, too.
She said it's nice
and small.
You know, it's so cute. You know what
that's all
says,
she said.
It's so cute.
You know what somebody says?
You're
little,
cute,
like, though.
Oh, you and your little boyfriend. Or you and your little. You know when it's like kind of.
But at least people don't look at my booty and go,
If anybody's looking at anybody's booty like that, you need to stop because that's disrespectful.
At least my booty's not on Snapchat. It's like zoomed in, like, ew.
Oh, you know, listen, you don't know that for sure either.
I'm pretty sure. If I'm on Snapchat, I'm in slow motion.
If you're not.
Goodbye.
Anyways.
As far as confidence, if you're not happy with something, if it's something that you can fix, because, for example, for the longest time, I didn't like my nose. And I just felt like damn, I have no bridge. It's a little fat, you know. I was not happy. I was not happy with my nose, but I grew up. Like, you grow into things. I'm like, I can't fix my nose, but I can fix my weight. If I'm not happy with my size, I can fix that. So work on the stuff that you can fix. And just remind yourself every day of not just who you are, but what you inspire to be. Just focus on that, and you'll get there. If you just wake up every morning, be like, listen, like this, like all that, and a bag of chips.
Hold on, guys.
I'm all out of bag of
what
chips.
Kind of chips?
I mean, it's hard for some people.
Yes.
It's hard for some people, but just focus on the stuff that you can fix. If you're not happy with something, a lot of people aren't happy with things, and they just so like, oh, I can't do this. I don't want to do that. And they just let it get to a point where it's not fixable. Just focus on yourself. Work on yourself. Just focus on yourself. That's it.
Jose, same question, man. How do you respond to that?
How do you build confidence?
Right.
To just keep it short, building confidence comes with accepting. And once you learn to accept things you can't change, you can always better things, but a lot of people stress things they can't change. For example, she mentioned her nose. Obviously, you can get a nose job, but she chose not to go that route. She learned to accept her nose. So with that being said, we just have to learn to accept. That's how you build your confidence, because if you're not accepting, again, that comes from within. You're not building confidence. So just build confidence by accepting yourself, accepting who you are. Don't misconstrue it, though, because some people are like, well, I'm loud, so you got to accept me for who I am. No, that's different. You know, you choose to be loud, you know.
That's right.
And I come from a Puerto Rican household, so we're all loud. Hey. But, you know, it's things you can change. You know, you need to learn to accept and just... Yeah. And just move on. Move up and move forward with yourself and life. Just... accept.
So what is your definition of beauty?
Wait, what is your definition of beauty? And then what do you guys believe? Because you guys work in the fashion and beauty industry.
Yeah, like, because
what do you guys notice is the standard of beauty?
This is when I see again every side to every story, because what's beautiful to me may not be beautiful to somebody else. So being that I've worked with so many women, so many young girls, it's going to sound cliche because we keep talking about confidence. But to me, beauty is someone that feels it, that walks into a room and she's slaying with whatever she's wearing. If she's coming in and she can speak for herself, because a lot of people are just popping on Instagram. And then when they open their mouth, it's like, what was that? You know, so to me, beauty means someone who can hold it down, someone who can represent themselves, and just someone that just portrays confidence on stage, off stage, you know. You're in a room behind the scenes. Just to me, that's what beauty to me is, someone that is just confident. You don't have to have green eyes, long hair, short hair. I don't care what you look like. You know, as long as you're a beautiful person on the inside, you respect everybody around you. You're already beautiful to me, you know. And
Jose's just taking W's all day today, man. Yo, he's just throwing it
dropping
out.
Dropping gems.
Stop.
Jose on a regular.
No, it's not. I have a lot of jump.
He's a philosopher.
But, what's up?
Look how he looked at 1A. And a lot of...
That to me, that's the definition of beauty. Just someone who is beautiful on the inside, respects everybody, and it has an open mind. You know, don't judge. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what
energy.
People have been through. Yeah. Just don't be such a judge. Everybody likes a little, you know, girl, look what I heard. I heard this, but, you know, who doesn't like a little bochinche, we say. But just...
Little tea.
No, the tea, there we go. But yeah, just feeling it, to me, that's beautiful enough for me.
Domini, last question for you.
Yeah, same thing. Like, beauty is, I mean, it's something that you embody, It's not like your outer appearance, because you see some girls and they're so pretty on the outside, but they have a nasty attitude, and that could change.
I came across those many times.
And that could change someone's opinion. I mean, that would change my opinion, because I'm like, you're not even cute. Like, nope. You need to have several seats. Okay, I'll buy you a couch. Okay.
Oh,
go to that lay down. Just sit wherever on it that
she can sit repeatedly,
and comfortably.
You can sit. You can sit there. Your attitude can sit there. Adjust yourself. Do whatever. You know. So it's just about. It's about how you feel, like confidence. Like, a confident person is so beautiful. You see, confidence is everything. That's really what it is. It has nothing, because everyone has, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Ooh.
That's just really what it is.
Do you see that?
The eye of the beholder.
Beholden.
I'm beholden all this beauty.
What's pretty?
Okay, that's the real tea. That's true. The beauty.
That's right.
Okay. So, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Yeah, give it up.
Talking about
un aplauso otra vez que se sienta.
Things, dropping gems, dropping knowledge, dropping a little bit of, you know, a piece of your journey with us so that the viewers can hear and they can listen. They too can be motivated and build confidence.
Thank you guys. You guys are doing good. Great things.
Yes.
We're going through that too.
This is our 2010. Exactly. That's what it is for you.
This is our 2010.
We're trying to get to your 2017.
So we got a long way to go.
We got work.
Definitely. Exactly. You guys will definitely get there. I mean, you guys, if you work hard.
I mean, I think you guys are already there. It's not about getting there. You guys are already here.
Oh my gosh.
Your show.
They're probably talking about the following.
Oh yeah, that's gonna grow. But you have your stuff. You're going live. You got people, you know, requesting stuff. Like, you guys are good. You just gotta, it's not, one thing that I hold very closely to me, I work with what I got. And there's photographers and people that have the money, they have the equipment, they have this, but if you don't have the eye, you don't have nothing.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you guys, you have to make the best out of anything and everything you do. You can DJ a quinceañero, this one can DJ Hot 97, and you can DJ way better than the other person. You know
it's
what I'm
true.
Saying? It's just making the best out of everything that you guys have to offer. That's the bottom line. Don't ever say you want to get
time and consistency. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Consistency. That's really what it is. Time and consistency. People will take notes, people will watch, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of sucks that we live in a state where people just do their overtime and go home and watch
Love and Hip Hop
and Bagels Club,
Ratchet Mondays.
Then tuning into just what's going on in the community and all the positive things. But you'll get there. No. And that's
you guys.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
Y'all inspired me.
So
I was nervous to get here. I'm like, oh my god.
Well, oh my god.
I was nervous. I've been watching your Dub Smashes for years. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's here in the flesh.
I mean, we've been talking about you guys for like two of our meetings already.
Oh my god.
But like, do you know who you are? That's
I was like, oh my god, I'm just gonna throw a wig on and then Jose. I said, Jose.
Oh, I gotta be snatched.
I have to be snatched. No.
Since we first started this, I've been saying Jose has to come up because I know
he's you're on our list when we first made our guest list. We're like,
stop. Thank you.
Jose.
No, stop. You know what I mean? It's on. It's truly. You guys don't understand. I'm gonna be talking on the car ride home. I'm just gonna be just thankful that you guys just respect me for what I do. And. And again, I see myself, I'm nothing. You know what I'm saying? Without support, we're nothing.
So humble.
And, I mean, I may portray a little bouginess on social media, but I also show the real me, you know? I'm raw. You get me for me. If you don't like it, unfollow.
And it's
if
true,
you want to, you know?
Sometimes, you know, especially when you're just, he's always in the public eye, you know? So people might be like, oh, Jose is bougie, or Jose thinks he's all that.
I get that all
but
the time.
But he's really not, you know?
I'm just, you know, honestly.
Ever since I met him, he's been, like, the sweetest person. You know, when I run, he's like, hey, girl. You know, he's
you don't make me cry over here. This ain't waterproof, girl. This ain't waterproof.
You such a good personality, and you're always in the you're always doing something.
Yeah, I like working with
you. You're always right.
I'm someone that comes from, you know, struggling. Who am I to not?
You're
help
always
out
doing something, you know? And I just love that about you, so just keep going.
Yeah,
thank you. Right.
So I hate to interrupt you guys' little
moment here,
but we have little gifts.
Stop.
For you. Oh, your bag's been through some struggle on the way here, but the gifts are in good tact. Yes. Shout out to BOH Studio.
Yeah, BOH.
We're part of the family now. Shout out to Focus. Shout out to Big Blue Photo. Wayne, thank you for the photography. Thank you to focus for the promo video.
Yes.
Yes. And Rob, take it away.
And that is Rob, everybody, for Spark Up PVD. Thank you, Eni. Suéltalo.